This is the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tilby on Talk Radio, AM 640.
It's the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio, AM 640. I am joined by President and CEO of Business Pros, Paul Tilby. Paul, we're going to talk today about making your business better, making websites better. What exactly is it that, we're going to talk about a few points. What exactly do you want to get into today?
Well, first of all, thank you for showing up today, everybody who's listening, whether you're having a coffee or sitting in your car or wherever you are. We certainly appreciate your time and we will make good use of it, because today we're going to talk about three main things. The first one is you, and we were talking before the show a little bit about clicking and how to follow people through your website and does that information mean anything? Well, we associate it with metrics and KPIs, key performance indicators. And what does that stuff tell us? What can we learn from that? And do we have a system that can help us as company owners or managers really look at that information and make good use of it?
Yeah, what can you do with it?
Because typically what companies do is they know how much they spend on advertising and they know how much they make. They rarely know anything in between.
It's all about the bottom line, right?
Well, so building a system that can feed back relevant data that you can analyze, that's not complicated, quite frankly, and we can talk about what that is and how it works. But I think it's important to have some kind of tracking system. If people are clicking on links on a web pages, I need a report on that. Like, which web pages are working? Which products are they checking out on? Are they abandoning cart? That
right.
kind of stuff.
And how do you optimize?
And how do you optimize that? Because that's what the data will tell you. It's like, let's organize ourselves based on experience, but we won't know the results until we launch. Once we have the results, then we can only refine and optimize when the results come in. So that's number one. Number two is we're going to talk about how we applied those systems to a couple of recent clients.
Oh, excellent.
And these are just launched like in the last 7 days. Okay. So it's like, I'm going to talk about those clients, what we did for them, and some initial results and key performance indicators that came in. And one of them was quite remarkable. So I'm really looking forward to talking about that. For those of you that want to know beforehand who I'm talking about, I want to kind of hold back the name because everybody knows the name.
Okay.
So everybody knows who this company is, at least if you're in Ontario. So, and I hesitate to say it up front because people may or may not like the company. I don't know.
Sure.
But what's interesting about it is we're talking about online sales, like direct people come to the website and they buy stuff. And that's an important thing for a lot of people. I mean, if you've ever been on Amazon, everybody knows
of course,
the power
yeah.
of Amazon. And quite frankly, they have a system that works and they've refined it over the years. And of course, we've learned a lot of things from that. And we've applied a lot of that to the new launch of this new iteration of their website. So that's interesting. The third thing
Number three.
Number three is the digital marketing intensive.
Okay.
What we try to do in our company, Training Business Pros, is we try to help people quickly understand what they're missing. In fact, if you actually went to trainingbusinesspros.com right now, if you're anywhere near a computer, and please don't do this while you're driving. Don't pick up your phone and go, oh, Training Business Pros, because, you know, that's not a good thing.
Not a good idea.
But when you get near one, go to the homepage of trainingbusinesspros.com and you scroll down a bit and it says, how much business are you losing out on because you've neglected these six essential digital marketing strategies? So typically, it's just a quiz. It walks you through. And then it says, well, based on that, our experience tells us you're missing out on this many leads a month or you're missing out on this many sales a month. So it's very interactive, right? It kind of tells you, is there missing elements
and
of
you
your...
You get that shock.
Yeah, it's a little bit of shock. It's like if you tell a company, well, you're missing out on 50 leads a month, they're thinking, well, we close, you know, one in every four leads. So that's like 20 sales or something a month. What does that mean to our bottom line that we're missing out on that? So we're going to talk about the digital marketing intensive because what it is, it's like a 4-hour boot camp.
Okay.
You come to our offices at Les Mill and York Mills Road. We have a beautiful facility there where we just hosted one. It was very successful, sold out. And business owners come and they send their DMOs, digital marketing officers, or they send somebody from their team to kind of learn this new stuff. And then the information that you get from that helps you focus on the next changes in your online environment. What are we going to do? How do we take this information and make these changes as quick as possible? And of course, if they need our help, we can help them do that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense. Now, if you have someone who is that the best person to send to something like that? I mean, if you have someone who takes care of your web presence, is that the person you want to be sending to this thing?
Yes, send that person.
Yeah.
But also as the company owner, for example, if you're not a Fortune 500 company, right, you've got a company of, say, 20 people, I think it's important for the business leaders and owners within that company to attend as well. Because a lot of times, you don't really want to leave all the business intelligence in the hands of employees, because if they abscond from the business, right, for whatever, and we've trained a lot of people over the years who've gotten really, really smart at this, and they've moved positions in search of better titles or better better and bigger and better things, and the company owners are left kind of holding the bag and say, well, what do we do now? Well, you're gonna have to send us somebody else. But a lot of the time, you know, we'll give them access to the recording of the trainings and things like that. So it's the old adage, like, do you want to, you know, not train someone and have them stay, or do you want to train someone and have them leave? You know, there's always that
push and pull
of, yeah, what are we going to do? I think it's better to be trained, and risk, you know, because you're going to keep people, not because they're getting smarter and they're in search of better things. You're going to keep people because of your culture. You're going to build a culture that people love, and they love to come to work, and they love to participate, and they love learning.
And we're going to talk about all those things when we come back. We'll start with data mining and tracking. I'm here with Paul Tobey, the president and CEO of Business Pros. And we're here on Talk Radio AM 640. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Tobey, president and CEO of Training Business Pros. Paul, you know, we talked off the top about three things you wanted to get to, and we're going to start with data mining and tracking. What kind of stuff can your company do for a website? You know, we've had some training here ourselves. We recently merged with Global News, and, you know, we got some training on analytics and things like that, and, you know, how to track our website, how to track traffic. And, you know, some of the stuff was quite revealing. It's like most of our traffic comes from people on mobile devices. Is that a trend that you see continuing?
Yes, because mobile is where people have extra time. They're at a coffee shop, they're on the bus, they're using their free time, and they're hitting their mobile device. And whether they're using an app or a search engine, they're basically looking stuff up. It's interesting now, because I always laugh when I'm in conversations now, because you know how you used to have conversations and somebody would say, yeah, I think it was this person, or it was that date, or some type of trivia question that nobody seems to know the answer to, and then everybody would you wouldn't know for the entire duration of conversation.
Yeah,
now you just pull out your phone and there's no doubt anymore. It's like
no
somebody
more
says
barroom arguments.
You know, somebody says something and then you just pull out your phone and say, "Well, I think you're wrong actually, because here on Wikipedia it says this." You know, this is happening more and more and more. I want to really talk. And I don't want to put anybody to sleep on this, because as soon as you start talking data mining, metrics, key performance indicators, and analytics, which is basically the whole basis of digital marketing, as soon as you start talking about that, you see people's eyes glaze over.
Yeah, but if you're a business, that's the kind of stuff that you really need to hone in on, right?
Well, yeah, but we had a hair company recently. They have like four locations, and we're currently rebuilding their entire online presence from lead capture, paid advertising, right through their CRM back end. And the company owner, that's exactly what happened. He's like, I don't understand anything you're talking about. And we really try our best to kind of explain things in layman's terms. And we work very differently than most marketing companies. We actually bring their team in, and we build what we build in front of them. So there's no miscommunication. We call it a deep dive. We're kind of working over a 2 to 3 day period to rebuild their entire online presence. But the thing that I need to focus on, and that our team needs to know, is yes, we have experience in your company's
line of expertise,
targeted area of, you know, vertical, right? What is your industry vertical? We've had clients in your vertical or very close to it. So we have a lot of experience there, but we still don't know it's going to work until we launch. So we have this three-part system, and the three-part system essentially works like this. The first thing that we do when we work with a client is we customize, organize or customize based on previous experience. Let's use that experience and let's build out an online presence that is laid out like your, like other people in your industry that we know that works. And the reason why we know it works is we're tracking analytics and KPIs and click-throughs and all that kind of stuff. And then when it launches, only then can we optimize. Optimize is the part of the business that few people pay attention to. They just think, oh, let's just throw our website up and see what happens. But you have to analyze deeply what happens, which pages are the most popular, which clicks are getting the most, which lead capture pages are getting the most leads for your company.
Right. So it may look nice, but that's not what's important. What's important is that people are actually engaging, right?
That's correct. And not just for you, the end result, but for Google as well. Did you know this? The more people engage on a web page, the higher it ranks in a search engine.
Oh, really?
Google has an algorithm now that tracks user experience. So if it sends you traffic, it's now checking how much time you spent on that page or how much time, how far did you scroll down that page? What things did you click on? So it's really tracking your engagement. And Google's philosophy is if I send you free traffic and they abscond from that page in 15 seconds or less, we're not going to send you any more traffic because you're not making good use of the traffic we're sending you. Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah.
Right. So you talked about analytics and KPIs. You need a system of, you need a tracking system. But there's a couple of tracking systems. There's the upfront tracking system. That's the one that tracks searches and social media click-throughs to your site. That's the stuff before people come onto your site. What happened before it? You know, where is your traffic coming from?
Right.
Is it paid? Is it free? Is it social? Is it Twitter? Is it Facebook? Is it LinkedIn? Where is it coming from? And it's a very good idea to track that because then you can say, well, we need to focus more on this area because that's the one that's providing the biggest results.
And how important is social media right now? I mean, people are always on it, but do you want to get advertising like when you're, say, on Facebook or?
Well, we've talked about this before on the show. And when we come back after the break, I think the most important thing that we can say about social media is unless you're a big brand and you have brand ambassadors within your company,
right.
Social might not be the best return on your investment if all you're doing is social shouting. You have to pay attention to the conversation and there's a lot of time involved, but there is a process of working with social media that works very well, and I'd love to talk about that after the break.
Perfect, and we're going to talk about that with Paul Tobey, the president and CEO of Training Business Pros. You can reach him at 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. It's the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 640. Radio AM 640. It's the Business Pros Radio Show with President and CEO of Training Business Pros, Paul Tobey. Paul, we left off. We were talking about social media and how important it is to engage people and what works and what doesn't work.
Well, essentially, like I said, if you have a brand ambassador and you're paying that person full time to pay attention to the conversation, in other words, somebody hashtags your company and it's a bad thing. For example, Air Canada on a day when the runway is shut down.
Everyone likes the hashtag. Takes all the flack, right?
And you need to stay on top of that so that you can respond to that with some kind of message like, we're sorry, please go to our lounge and have a free lunch, you know, kind of thing.
Sure.
Which they probably wouldn't do, but I think that'd be a nice gesture sometimes. Anyway, my point is that for small business, it's very difficult to use social media in an effective way to create a lot of business because it takes a tremendous amount of time. Look, social was meant to be social. It's the water cooler of the 2017.
Right.
People go onto Facebook to talk about their vacation and their foodies and they're talking about the weddings and, you know, things that are part of their life and games and fun, entertainment. So when a company infiltrates that conversation with a Facebook message about 10% off your widget, nobody's really interested in that.
No.
And they actually get quite upset.
Yeah, sometimes unfollow or unfriend or whatever.
Unfriend, unfollow, and like, why is this person shouting at us about his business? We don't really care about that. And this goes for all social channels. So what I always recommend is if you're going to talk about a product and or service directly, rather than, you know, the best thing you can do is respond to questions. So for example, I'm a member of a lot of groups like the Infusionsoft user group, where I'm answering very complicated questions about how that CRM works, because, you know, we're the leading certified partners here in Canada for Infusionsoft, which is a very complicated CRM system, which is the system that, by the way, that we use to track all click-throughs, engagements.
Okay.
Like I said, companies know how much they spend and how much they make, but they don't know anything in between. It's the in-between stuff that provides the richest data, and that's what we use Infusionsoft for. If anybody wants to know the real value of it, yes, it'll respond to client inquiries automatically, but most of it is data mining. How do we get smarter as a company? So what I always recommend to people is if you get a question that you can respond to that puts you in a position of authority, in other words, I have experience in this and I'm going to respond to your question with an answer that's going to help you, that's the concept of helping is better than selling. So that works. The problem is that you have to pay attention to that.
Yeah,
Is it worth answering a bunch of questions from a bunch of non-qualified clients? And that's the challenge of social media. So what I recommend is if you're going to advertise, if you want to talk about your company on social media, just advertise.
Yeah,
because it says
sense.
This is a sponsored ad. And so people know the difference between whether you're advertising and whether you're trying to get free stuff.
Right. And then they
and they're actually okay with that. And they can choose.
They can choose to skip it or, hey, I'm
they can even turn it off
yeah.
if they wanted to.
That's right.
So the best thing to do is to remarket. And remarket says, well, if they visited this page on our website but didn't do anything, let's remarket to them on Facebook and just remind them of the thing that they were looking for. You ever do that? You're on Amazon one day and you're looking for, say, a 9-iron?
Yeah.
And, you know, the next thing you know, you see a 9-iron in your Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Everywhere, right? That's called remarketing.
Yeah.
So, and it works because all you're doing is in a sponsored way, you're reminding people of something they had an interest in. So that's what I would recommend.
Okay. That makes sense.
So, and it's a lot better to do that and pay for that than it is to try to pay somebody to pay attention to every conversation.
Right. Unless you have someone who just lives on social and is going to be all over that. It's almost, I mean, not worth
it. And you're a brand.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be a recognized brand to even be able to afford to have that full-time person or team monitor everybody's conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So what exactly is it that you'll, you know, you take someone's website, you know, maybe they got Cousin Billy who has a high school web degree, you know, made their website on WebWizard. What will you do to take the site and take it to the next level?
WebWizard, Wix.com,
98,
there's a whole bunch
yeah.
of these things, and that's fine. What we do is a very, very refined process. The first thing we start with is inside advantage. What makes your company uncommon in the marketplace? And if you can't verbalize that or put that into words, then we help you do that. And then we use that to springboard an online presence, which is different. Different is better than better. People, when people come to the site, it has to be a different experience. Now, the layout and the wireframe and the technology behind that is very similar to other websites that we build, but there's always a uniqueness or differentness about every project that we take on. And that's the thing that tends to work the best. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a couple of new projects that we've just launched, two very different projects.
Perfect.
One online store, which anybody who's listening should hear this. We built the entire online store and backend, abandoned cart sequences, 10% coupons, grab the list, remarket to the list, nurture, all of that. We built the entire project with all the products and all the copy and everything on the store in 3 days.
3 days?
In
wow.
3 days.
Okay.
So everybody's like, well, it usually takes 9 months to 2 years for my last project to be completed. And that's true. That's kind of standard in the industry. We just don't like that. We bring the client in, work with us, work right in front of us. So we're going to talk about that project and another one that we did in 2 days, which is very different. It's a financial company who lends millions of dollars to companies for large condo projects.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, just a really amazing company, actually. If there's people out there who are listening who say, well, I need, you know, $50 million in funding to get my next project off the ground, this is the company that you would go to.
Perfect. And so, I mean, you guys can do this for anybody, a top level, medium level, you are the ones to go to.
Well, we're not the only ones. I just think that we're different.
Yeah.
And we're fun to work with, and we get things faster than you'll ever see in the industry. And you can get a government grant to help pay for it.
Okay. Paul Tobey, President and CEO of Training Business Pros. You can reach him at 416-444-7767, online at businessprosmarketing.com or trainingbusinesspros.com. It's the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio, AM 640. Business Bros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio, AM 640. I'm here with your host, Paul Tobey. He's the president and CEO of Training Business Pros. Now, Paul, you know, you guys take a website and you optimize it. You make it sing. You make it...
Well, you know, websites are the landing zone for traffic.
Right.
Whether you're getting it from social media, whether you're paying for the traffic, whether you get it from a search engine, or whether people are just typing it in automatically because they know your company name. The website is the landing zone that engages you.
Right. Am I going to stay here or am I just going to move on to somebody else?
So the concept of engagement is a psychological concept. It is rooted in psychology. It's called the secret psychology of persuasion. How do you persuade somebody to click through to this thing, absorb the information, and take an action?
Mm-hmm.
Or CTA, call to action. So what we try to do, not what we try to do, what we know how to do and what we spend a lot of time measuring is what people actually do and how they do it. So we put heat maps on web pages to find out what they click on. Are they more interested in red buttons or green buttons? Which one, by the way, gets more click-throughs? Red buttons or green buttons?
I would say green.
It's not true.
Oh, actually, wow.
Red gets about 10% more clicks than a green button. How do we know that? We'll send 100 people or 200 people, 100 people to the one with the red button and 100 people to the one with the green button. We'll see which one works better.
Great.
And it's always the red button.
Wow. Because
it's, you know, it's fiery, it's passionate. Yeah. People think green means go. It's actually, that's not actually true. So we test everything. And I think that's an important thing about digital marketing that can't apply. You can't apply that to print advertising. You can't apply that even to radio advertising. You don't really know what's happening. It's like somebody hears something on the radio. When? And there's nothing.
Sure.
There's nothing to click on.
Yeah, what you guys are measuring is black and white. It's right there in front of you.
But yeah, everything they click, everything they scroll, time on page, all of these elements that we talked about earlier are informational items that are actionable. We can say, if this isn't performing, let's put up another iteration and let's split test the two and see which one wins. And we split test everything. Sometimes we do 5 split tests to make sure that we're getting the biggest bang for our traffic buck. So the site I wanted to talk about and introduce to you is interesting because everybody knows this company. And they built an online store, which was okay. I think they did a good job based on the information that they had available to them. They did it in-house. They had their own people do it. But it didn't work.
Okay.
And when I say it didn't work, I mean it didn't work to the level that they wanted it to work. So they came to us because they came to us before a while back to do Google advertising, and they took that over too, and it worked very well. And now they're coming back for a different iteration, and we had to rebuild the entire Shopify store. So if there's any Shopify people out there thinking, my Shopify store isn't working that great, what can we do about it? Well, we're experts in Shopify, and we can actually build out entire projects in this case, 3 days.
Wow.
We built this entire site, front end, back end, lead capture, advertising, everything in 3 days. So who's the client? Well, the client is a client that everybody knows, and it's the Cash Man.
The Cash Man.
The Cash Man. Russell Oliver from Oliver Jewelry. Everybody knows.
Gold.
If you've spent any time in Ontario at all and you've ever watched television or listened to the radio, you know the name Russell Oliver from Oliver Jewelry.
Yeah.
And he is the number one gold buyer in Toronto. But what people don't know about him is he has almost 1,000 products that he's bought recently or in past years that he resells. Purses, high-end jewelry, watches. If you shop by category, it's like bags, bracelets, charms, earrings, men's jewelry. So this is a big project, right? And our job was to rebuild the website.
That looks great.
Thank you. There's a lot of technology in here, but there's a lot of psychology in here. Time on page is important to us. Click-through rates are important to us. We have a pop-up that gives 10% off your first purchase. People wonder, does that work? Absolutely, 100% it works. So what I'm going to tell you, and I can't share with you actual numbers, but let's just say this. The day we launched... The project lasted 3 days. We started on Wednesday and we finished on Friday afternoon.
Wow,
and
we launched
the entire website and all the copywriting, everything on this site is brand new. Okay. The entire system is brand new. We did it in 3 days. We launched the site at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. By 5 o'clock, we'd already had our first $1,000 sale.
Oh my goodness. On a Friday.
And their sales prior to that were very sporadic. And over the last week since the product has launched, I can absolutely unequivocally tell you that not only did we make way more sales than they had ever had before online, we had also built a mailing list of people who had taken their 10% coupon but yet not used it yet.
Okay.
So we have people who have abandoned the cart. We have their email addresses. We have people who have downloaded the 10% coupon. We have their email addresses. And the list is growing by the day.
Exponentially.
And when we go on sale on Valentine's Day, on Christmas Day, or Boxing Day, or whatever, we're going to hit them up for another 25% coupon. And they're going to it's going to work like crazy.
It's amazing. You know, it goes to show you just how important, you know, a company like Oliver Jewelry, you know, it's got a big presence, but the web presence is just so, so important.
And we haven't even launched their paid advertising yet. Once we launch the paid advertising, it's going to go crazy because then we can specifically target people looking for Hermes bags, people looking for specific types of jewelry. Right now, we're just relying on general traffic. People that know the name, they come to the website and they buy something. We can target people looking for products that may have never thought of Oliver Jewelry.
Push them to the site. Perfect. Okay, it's the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio AM 640. You can reach Paul Tobey, the president and CEO of Training Business Pros, at 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio AM 640. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with the president and CEO of Training Business Pros, Paul Tobey. Paul, you know, we were talking about work that you guys have done with, you know, certain sites. You wanted to say a little something more about the Cash Man?
Well, first of all, Russell Oliver, not only is he an acquaintance and a friend of mine, but he's an amazing businessman. And sometimes the persona that you see on television is not actually the man behind mm-hmm. the company. He's a very, very smart businessman. And I consider myself to be a mentor to many about business practices, especially digital marketing. And one of the things I really love to do that I wanted to point out about his new site is, yes, Oliver Jewelry is a brand, but what is that brand synonymous with? Like, usually it's synonymous with buying gold. But when you sell products on a website, like a shopping cart, mm-hmm. that's a new brand. That's a new thing that people aren't that familiar with. So we have to go through this inside advantage process, which basically discovers that. What is it about? What are we synonymous with? And what we came up with was affordable luxury. And I think it took us a while to do that. Like, this is not an easy process. So affordable luxury, what does that mean? It means we sell luxury items at affordable prices. And I think that was one of the funnest things most fun things, funnest is not a word, the most fun things to do in a company. It's like figure out what it is we're actually selling. What are we selling? We're selling affordable luxury. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yeah.
Right. So the next website that I want to talk about is also a new client,
okay,
and a very different business-to-business type of client called BPF Capital. And if you go to, if you have a chance, and please don't do this in your car. Wait till you get home. Go to bpfsolutions.com. It's a very different, not a consumer-related website. This is for companies who need capital funding for manufacturing, real estate developments, startup businesses. And we're not talking about, you know, it could be as little as $1 million, but they you know, it can be tens of millions of dollars that they fund companies for. But they don't just lend money. What they do is they lend the money and they, based on their business acumen, they consult with those companies on how to spend it. Because okay, you can give a company $50 million, but they don't necessarily know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And so they're constantly helping companies not only get money, but the most profitable places, instantly profitable places to spend it. So we were tasked with rebuilding their online presence, which in this case was 2 days.
Okay, it looks good. Lots of buttons.
And basically, if you look at the what we call the prime real estate, which is where most of the traffic will come because it's business to business, it's the homepage. It's not going to be their blog posts because that's not what they do. It's not an information site.
Right.
It's a business to business site. If you look at the homepage, you can't look at that first line in the prime real estate and not know what they do. So that's what we call an inside advantage statement. It says business consulting and capital funding for manufacturers, distributors, and real estate developers. Now, you can't read that and go, gee, I don't know what they do.
That's me, yeah.
Most websites actually don't do that. They make people search for what they do. Like there's a little about us section.
Oh, yes.
And so they make people click to the about us section.
Mission statement.
And then they walk through their mission statement and all that kind of stuff. What we try to do is get it into 12 words or less, so that we're engaging them, so that the client, the potential client knows, oh, I'm in the right place. What should I do next?
Hey, people's attention span is short. You got to catch them quickly, right?
And then there's a button there which shows up in the prime real estate. It says, push here to learn how we can help your business. Well, okay. I need help for my business. I'll push there. What does it do? It then scrolls to the journey, which is what we call choose your journey. And in this, you can divide it up into two things. You can divide it up into who they are or what they want. In this case, it's who they are. So the first button is manufacturers and distributors go here, real estate developers go here, established businesses go here, and startups go here. Does that make sense?
Tell
very
everybody.
Different,
yeah.
Very different conversations. If you click those, what do?
It scrolls down the page.
It scrolls. Yeah. Typically, when you click a button, it goes to another page. Why do we want it to scroll to this page? Because Google is tracking the engagement rate, tracking time on page, tracking where you're scrolling. And if people scroll 75% of the page and they engage with the page, then Google's going to rank that page higher than anything else. So this was a fun project for us to do, very different than the consumer-related affordable luxury jewelry store.
Sure, yeah.
But again, it has a system, it has a process. We love to build these projects. Whatever you're thinking out there, you know, maybe they can't help me, I'm in business to business, or maybe they can't help me, I do shopping carts. We do everything. And we have a lot of experience in these areas. And the most important thing to us is the thing we started with today. How do we track results? Because results, there's no right and no wrong in this industry. In fact, I don't even believe in that as a general concept. What I believe in is results. And I take the quickest path to there based on previous experience, and I optimize based on the results that are given to us every single day.
Yeah, and the most important thing is that you have a web presence. You want to make sure that you're getting the most out of it, right?
Well, I think that's, yeah, as a general concept,
yeah.
Yes. Most to me means profitable.
Yeah, well, I think to most business owners, that's what they're looking for, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to talk about your digital marketing intensive, which is coming up next month, I believe. So we're going to talk about that on the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Toby. I'm Danny Longo. And you can reach him at 416-444-7767. It's the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 640.
It's the Business Pros Radio Show here on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with the president and CEO of Training Business Pros, Paul Tobey. Paul, you got a digital marketing intensive coming up. What can you tell me about that?
As marketers and digital marketers, we get the opportunity to work with many, many business verticals, not the least of which we just talked about, some shopping carts, some business-to-business people, by the hundreds. And when you do that, you'll learn a lot, such as how to lay out the websites, how to get the best traffic, paid or free, how to track results and get key performance indicators so we can make better decisions. And in working, it's a great privilege, and I learn a lot about these businesses and how they operate. I get right inside the business and a lot of consulting on what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish. So what I decided to do and what I've been doing for a while now is inviting business leaders, and whether that's the company owner or the digital marketing officer or even the office staff, I've been inviting them to participate in a four-hour intensive. In 4 hours, I can share a tremendous amount of information and give actual results and work through some exercises that apply to all businesses.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, we've only spent 1 hour and I've learned so much already.
Well, that's great. And I hope we can say the same about our listening audience, because we sure appreciate the fact that they're tuning in and we want them to get value. But we've only got maybe 5 to 10 minutes of their time as they're driving their car. And if you've been listening for longer than that, congratulations, you're in the minority. But we sure appreciate that. What I want you to do is, if anything I say on the show resonates with you, such as, I need to look further into that, or I need to learn more about that, this is what the Digital Marketing Intensive is for. You do not need to be an IT person. This is not built for IT people. This is built for business leaders, salespeople, in-house marketing teams, whatever. If there's an area that you want to focus on, then come to this thing. It's 4 hours. We cater it. Beautiful breakfast. You get to network with like 30 or 40 other businesses, which is a great idea.
Yeah.
Some people even sell to each other in the room, which is kind of cool. We don't always encourage that, but they do it anyway because they meet in the room and they do exercises together and they learn stuff, right? And they learn stuff about each other. So the Digital Marketing Intensive runs like every month. The next one is August the 15th. And it starts at 10 a.m. We're at Don Mills and York Mills. So Les Mill Road and York Mills Road. And when we start at 10 a.m., we go right till 2 p.m. And you learn about all the things that we're talking about in detail. And you do some exercises thereof. So, for example, if you're going to put a headline on a web page, how do you construct that? What is the secret psychology of persuasion? If you're going to get traffic, free or paid, what is the new Google algorithm look like? How do we play into that? And I always ask the audience several times throughout the day, how many of you are learning anything? Or how many things have you learned? Write them down. And we're doing review and stuff like that. And nobody leaves the room without learning anything. There's always a tremendous amount of information to share. And I, of course, never have enough time. But it's fun, too. It's very interactive. It's not a lecture. I don't use PowerPoint. I show them actual client results. We work through situations and you learn a lot. What does this do for you? So you're thinking, well, when was the last time I spent money on learning? Well, I spend 3% of next year's income on learning every year. That's what I do. And that's how I stay ahead of the game. It's a great strategy. I've been doing that for the last 12 years in a row.
Things are always changing.
Always.
There's always new stuff to learn,
and I'm
especially
always ahead
with online.
And I'm always ahead of what's coming. Right? Because I go to leaders who I respect, right? Never take advice from people, well-meaning family and friends. Go to leaders and get their advice because they've paved the path before you and they've made all the mistakes. Just pay for that information and you're going to jump the queue, right? Some people might call that cheating. I just call that good business.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity to learn some things that you probably don't know that much about or may think you do, but you're looking for detail. And so this is a very detailed 4-hour intensive. At the end of it, what are you going to get out of it? You're going to get out of it this. You're going to know if you're going to modify your online presence in any way, such as buy new traffic, get some more free traffic, or change your website, you're going to get very solid advice on your next steps. What should I do next? Who should I be working with? Should I hire the guy down the street to build my website? And if I do, what kind of direction can I give him? How can I not be talked into something by some smart IT person who sounds like they're smarter than me and I don't know what they're talking about? So very plain speak, very plain language about learning how to get the most optimized online presence possible. And you're going to learn in about 4 hours. The cost of the registration is $197. If you're listening to the radio show, we treat our radio people with a tremendous amount of respect.
Excellent.
So we're going to give them a coupon code, and you're going to go to trainingbusinesspros.com, and there you'll find the registration page for the Digital Marketing Intensive on August the 15th, and you're going to use the coupon code Canada150. You know, we're celebrating Canada's 150th birthday.
Of course.
So use the coupon code Canada150, all caps, and we'll take $150 off the registration fee, and you pay $47.
That's not a bad deal.
Which
at
is
all.
Completely 100% refundable at the end of 4 hours. You come to us by email or phone or in person, you say, I didn't learn anything, not possible.
No.
But if you say it, we can't argue with you. So if you want a free course, then come to it. You got to pay up front. Come to us at the end and get your $47 back. I think that's a pretty good deal.
Sounds like a great deal to me. 4 hours of your time for $47, not bad.
Well,
take your business and
take a look at how much we've learned over the last 5 to 10 minutes,
yeah,
or the last hour, and multiply that by 4 hours
yeah,
with a highly intelligent audience,
yes,
and my staff in a wonderful environment. It's a beautiful facility, a training facility with a giant video screen. It's just first class.
Perfect. And if you want to sign up for that, you can head to trainingbusinesspros.com.
Correct.
Okay. And it's Paul Tobey. We're here on the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 640.